好，今天是6月19号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三在夏威夷会见了中共主管外事的政治局委员杨洁篪，两人就美中关系交换了意见。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥在美国的时间6月17号星期三，在夏威夷的首府檀香山会见了中共中央外事委员会的秘书长杨洁篪。那双方呢就美中关系进行了交谈与讨论。那么这次的会谈呢，要求是中方提出的。那么稍后在晚上的时候呢，美国国务院就发出了声明。声明当中，美国国务院发言人摩根奥特加斯就说呢，国务卿迈克尔蓬佩奥今天与中国共产党政治局委员杨洁篪于夏威夷檀香山会面，就美中关系交换的看法。国务卿强调了美国的重要利益以及两国之间的来往要完全对等的需要，包括在商业、安全和外交互动当中。他也强调抗击当前的 COVID-19 大游行，以及预防未来疫情爆发需要全面的透明度还有信息分享。那对此呢，中国外交部发言人赵立坚之后也说，杨洁篪在对话当中阐明了中方对发展中美关系的基本态度，以及在台湾、涉港、涉疆等重要敏感议题上的立场，并且说合作是中美双方唯一正确的选择。那么呢，这是美中双方的高级官员多个月来首一次面对面的会谈。那么双方之后的声明都提到了双方谈了什么样子的议题，但是并没有提到是否有达成共识或者是协议。我们也知道呢，之前美国宣布北京要实施港版的国安法，导致了香港失去自治地位。特朗普总统还说，一国一制已经取代了一国两制。那么此外，在过去的一段时间之内呢，特朗普总统与蓬佩奥国务卿都针对中国处理新冠病毒有诸多的批评。特朗普总统在5月14号接受福克斯商业台专访的时候，还曾经说过，他对中国很失望，现在不想与中国国家主席习近平进行交谈，并且还说可能完全切断美中关系。6月17号呢，白宫发言人麦克纳尼在白宫的新闻简报会上就被问到说，特朗普总统与中国国家主席习近平两人关系现在如何？对此呢，麦克纳尼做出了回答。我们来看一下他在白宫是怎么说的。
That he is really appalled at the fact that the coronavirus came out of China. They weren't allowing flights into China, but were allowing flights out. They slow walked information. The WHO seemed to partner with China and slow walking that information about asymptomatic spread. So that is an appalling state of events, and the president is very upset by that action of China, or inaction in some cases, I should say.
那么就在蓬佩奥国务卿与杨洁篪进行会面之前的几个小时呢，特朗普总统在白宫当中签署了之前国会跨党派通过的维吾尔人权法。那么这项法案呢，在国会当中参众两院获得跨党派支持，以压倒性的优势获得通过。法案当中谴责了中国共产党在新疆设立集中营，侵犯维吾尔还有其他少数民族穆斯林的人权。特朗普总统在签署这项法案之后发表声明，声明当中说，法案规定对中国相关官员实施制裁的条款可能限制了宪法赋予总统展开外交努力的做法。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫的报道。
美国总统特朗普星期三签署了一项旨在保护维吾尔以及其他少数族裔穆斯林人权的法案。我们来看美国之音记者许湘云的报道。
特朗普总统星期三签署了维吾尔人权政策法，这项法案呼吁就涉及新疆的问题加大对北京的施压力度，并且敦促美国政府制裁侵犯维吾尔等少数族裔人权的中国官员。
根据法案内容，总统需在法案生效后180天内向国会递交报告，列举侵犯人权的中共官员名单并予以制裁。法案还要求美国国务卿在法案生效后180天内向国会递交有关新疆的人权侵犯状况报告。参议院外交关系委员会主席李施对维吾尔人权政策法的签署表示欢迎。他在声明中说，至少有100万维吾尔人和其他少数民族穆斯林被拘留，这是应当受到谴责和不可原谅的，必须追究中国共产党和政府的责任。世界维吾尔大会中国事务部主任伊利夏提对美国之音说，这项法案成为美国法律，让维吾尔人看到了希望。未来美国执政者将根据此法要求中国对自己的行为负责，这会改变维吾尔人的命运，并有助于让国际聚焦维吾尔人问题。
美国在国际政治上的这种领袖地位必然将是维吾尔人问题也成为国际政治议事日程上的一个重要的一部分，因为它已经成为了美国的法律，必然伴随着美国在国际上的地位也将成为这一部分的一部分。那这样呢，对改变维吾尔人从长期的角度改变维吾尔人的命运，对中国施加压力，使他停止对维吾尔人的进行的这种种族灭绝，是一个非常有效的有意义的一个法律，使我们维吾尔人看到了希望，对正义世界的这种抱持的希望呢进一步得到巩固。
中国外交部发表声明，指责美国这项法案干涉中国内政，表达强烈愤慨。伊丽夏提表示，中国政府的急忙谴责显示法案对中国政府具有威慑作用。
那么今天呢，已经外交部中国的已经表示抗议啊等等，那说明中国呢还是害怕这个，所以呢对他的一些更加残暴的这些行为呢会有一种阻吓的作用，所以对维吾尔人来说总体上应该能够带来一些微妙的变化啊包括像最近有一些维吾尔人的亲人呢中国政府被迫让他们出现在视频上，出现在中央电视台的视频上，那么这些呢就是国际社会的压力，我相信这个法律呢会更加加大这种压力制裁的措施。
伊丽夏提说，这项法案最让他感到欣慰的是要求美国联邦调查局保护在美国的维吾尔人不受威胁，
因为维吾尔人在海外一直在受到中国的骚扰威胁，所以呢这个呢就可以使我们义无反顾地去投入到拯救自己在国内的亲人的这种活动当中。
伊丽夏提说，这项法案成为美国法律是众人努力的成果，除了美国政府、国会、多个非政府组织对维吾尔人的支持，许多维吾尔年轻人也站出来作证，唤起世界对维吾尔人处境的关注。海外维吾尔人未来会采取更多行动捍卫维吾尔人权益。
那么通过各种方式，包括在这种目前这种情况下呢用那种各种举办网络作证，网络讲述自己的故事，以及呢各种合作的形式，包括利用现在通过的这些法律起诉那些帮助中共提供这些监控的那些海外的美国的公司、欧洲的一些公司等等，使这个法律呢真正的成为有牙齿的能够对中共官员呢形成压力的这么一个工具。
伊丽夏提呼吁美国民众向所在选区的参众议员办公室写信、打电话，表达对维吾尔人权状况的关切，要求尽快通过防止强迫维吾尔人劳动法等法案的通过。记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
星期三发表联合声明，强烈敦促中国政府重新考虑在香港推行国安法的决定。声明说，美国、加拿大、法国、德国、意大利、日本、英国各国外长还有欧洲联盟高级代表严重关注中国决定对香港强行施加国家安全法一事，他们认为中国的决定不符合香港基本法及其根据在联合国登记的具有法律约束力的中英联合声明的原则做出的国际承诺。声明指出， 北京当局拟议的国家安全法严重破坏一国两制的原则和香港的高度自治，将对促使香港多年繁荣和成功的体系造成危害。七国集团外长表示说，极为关注这项行动将使所有法治和现行独立司法体系保护的全体居民之基本权利和自由遭到破坏和威胁。他们表示强烈敦促中国政府重新考虑这个决定。伦敦和北京正在就一项让香港居民能够更容易地移民到英国的计划展开激烈的争论。英国表示，这一计划是为了回应中国强行施行港版国安法。
2019年6月，数十万抗议者涌上香港街头，要求撤回一项允许将犯罪嫌疑人引渡到中国大陆的法案。这项法律最终被放弃，但支持民主的抗议活动仍在继续。一年后，新冠病毒大流行在很大程度上让街道安静了下来。今年5月，北京批准了一项国家安全法案。批评人士称，该法案将结束香港的政治自由。香港特首对拟议的国安法表示了欢迎。
有满足感。
The people of Hong Kong want to see stability again.
嘅情况啦。
英国表示，该法案明显违反了1997年香港回归时签署的英中联合声明。
We've made a historic commitment to the people of Hong Kong to protect their autonomy, and to protect their freedoms, and more importantly, so has China.
现在看来，英国可能会向香港人提供紧急出口。英国在回归前向香港居民签发了所谓的英国国民海外护照。政府表示，目前有约35万人持有这种护照，250万人有资格申请。英国政府提议让这些护照持有者及其直系亲属更容易移居英国，在5年后进入获得公民身份的畅通的途径。
Implicit in the British plan is the possibility that Hong Kong could lose a very significant percentage of its talented people.From the perspective of Beijing, they want Hong Kong to do well. They are not, however, prepared to pay any price to keep their talents in place in Hong Kong, particularly if those talents also happens to be, in quotation marks, troublemakers for Beijing.
在该法案通过之前，英国大臣们已经提出紧急措施，允许英国国民海外护照持有者更容易进入英国。维权组织香港观察的约翰尼·帕特森说，这是香港回归以来最大的政策变化。
It's a real, really significant watershed, and it signals not only an incredibly generous and meaningful immigration shift, but also,a sea change in Sino-British relations potentially.
但曾瑞生教授认为英国的计划缺乏细节。
I think the ambiguity is very much by design. What the British government has offered Hong Kong essentially is to send a message both to people in Hong Kong that they are not forgotten and a message to China that there will be responses from the UK. Hopefully, the Chinese government will back off.
但北京方面警告说，英国公民身份的提议本身将违反1997年的联合声明。直到最近，英国才同意这一说法。但中国试图对香港实施的新国安法改变了伦敦的考虑。美国之音记者李奇维尔伦报道。
香港各界继续以各种形式反对北京强推港版国安法。曾经担任香港基本法的起草委员的民主党创党主席、资深大律师李柱铭表示说，北京绕过香港的立法机构强推港版国安法是违反基本法的行为。我们一起去了解一下。
中国全国人大常委会5月通过关于制定香港国家安全法的决定，相关法律的具体细节预计很快就会公布。北京表示，新法将被列入基本法附件3，由港府公布实施。李柱铭说，基本法是香港的小宪法，当中规定只有香港的立法机构能够制定、修改和废除法律。他说，虽然基本法第18条给中央立法留有余地，允许增减附件3，但只限于涉及国防和外交以及其他根据基本法不属于香港自治范围的全国性法律，而港版国安法不属于这个范畴。
The type of law that they are now trying to pass for us is national security law. Is that defense? Is that foreign affairs? Maybe it's defense, all right? As well as other matters outside the limits of autonomy of the region. But when it comes to assuming it is defense or foreign affairs, they will have to look at China's own national security law. I think there is one, which applies to the whole country. That one, at least you can argue, that one, because it is a national law, national security, it could be added. But they are not doing this. They say they are going to have a tailor-made piece of national security law for Hong Kong only. So that doesn't apply to Guangdong or Shanghai and so on. It doesn't fall within this description. It has to be national law. All right? But they know if they apply the whole Chinese, the whole the national law, which is national security, it could be worse for Hong Kong. It could be more harsh. But at least they can argue it is within the third paragraph of Article 418. But this new one, they cannot. They don't have the power to legislate for us. Right? So that is why what they're doing is unconstitutional.
北京自2002年以来就要求港府就国家安全问题立法，也就是根据基本法第23条而订立有关国家安全的法律，但是相关立法在2003年的大规模抗议之后一直搁置。自从去年香港数百万人的反送中民主示威之后，北京似乎已无耐心，决定立法加诸于香港，以堵住他们所称的国家安全风险。基本法第23条规定，港府应自行立法禁止危害国家安全的行为，但是反对者认为23条立法将严重威胁香港的基本权利和自由。李柱铭表示，他不反对23条立法，但是港人的基本自由不能因此受损。
Our bottom line is we have a duty to enact these laws under Article 23, but it must not damage or violate any of our existing freedoms, because all our existing freedoms are supposed to be kept intact by the basic law. Way of life should remain unchanged, and all existing laws should continue, right? And so all the laws which protect freedom of the religion, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, all these laws which give us freedoms must not be whittled down, which must not be cut down. And if anybody commits treason, of course they should be tried. No country would allow treason to be committed without prosecuting the guy, all right? So it's fair, but you cannot. But then the important thing is, how would you define these offenses? Treason, sedition, subversion, and so on. Must be carefully defined.
曾是基本法起草委员的李柱铭说，从1988年4月基本法的第一次草案到最终惩罚，第23条的内容几经变化，而8964是一个分水岭。
Now, in the first draft, it was then Article 22, not 23, all right? And it read, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall prohibit by law any act designed to undermine national security, national unity, or subvert the central people's government. Very short, but very imprecise. Because I asked them, what do you mean by undermine national unity? You have to be more specific. And they told me, well, we don't like Hong Kong to be independent and so on. All right? And we don't like treason. So I said, be specific. And then the next one is subvert the central people's government. So can we complain? Can we say the central government is wrong? What do you mean by subverting? It's like counter-revolutionary offense in those days. Anything could be. So I said, no, these are not good enough. But at that time, you don't find on its own. In other words, it simply says the Hong Kong SAR shall prohibit by law these things. Then after some consultation, they took my suggestion in relation to a number of things. And the second one, second version, is called, this time it's 23 now, all right? And it says, also very short, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall enact laws on its own to prohibit any act of treason, secession, sedition, or theft of state secrets. So you find on its own edit, no longer these vague notions, but very specific. Treason, secession. Secession means splitting the country up. Or maybe you want independence, that sort of thing. All right? Sedition. This is an old common law concept. Or theft of state secrets. This one would have been acceptable because I proposed it. All right? And then 4 months later, there was the Tiananmen Square massacre. And then their whole mind changed. They wanted to control Hong Kong tighter. So the final version became the present one. And it's much longer. The first part is still like the second draft. And it says, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall enact laws on its own to prohibit any act of treason, secession, sedition, as before. But they added subversion against the Central People's Government, which I complained about. They put it back. It's too general. Or theft of state secrets. So far, apart from that, apart from subversion, is following the second version. And then they continue to prohibit foreign political organizations or bodies from conducting political activities in the region, and to prohibit political organizations or bodies of the region from establishing ties with foreign political organizations or bodies. These were added after the 4th of June, 89.
李柱明说，二十三条的第二部分在1997年就已经立法，之后的二十三条立法其实是对第一部分的立法。而北京现在绕过香港立法机构制定港版国安法，是以国家安全的名义要求第二十三条规定以外的东西，这既违反基本法，又违背中国所做的一国两制、港人高度自治的承诺。他认为，面对如此局面，国际社会有道德义务为港人发声。
Because when the Joint Declaration was first announced, the Chinese government and the British government lobbied for international support, including the US government, asking them to openly endorse the Joint Declaration, which was only signed between two countries, China and the UK. All right? But they asked for international support, and they got international support, particularly the Americans, because they even enacted a law to treat Hong Kong separately and giving preferential treatment to Hong Kong. So I say, when things are going terribly wrong, the international community owes a moral obligation to speak up for us because they supported it. Deng Xiaoping's One Country, Two Systems at the time. So they have a right now to say to Chinese government, what are you doing? That's not the way you promised us. You asked us to support you on that promise. Why are you breaking it?
李柱明说，他自己也将继续和平抗争，不会放弃。
I won't let them just walk away like that. They would like us to walk away and say, oh, I give up. What's the point? Hong Kong has no future. I leave Hong Kong. No. I won't let them do that. I'm staying here and hold them to their contract, to their international agreement. Why should Hong Kong people give up? They should give up this new idea. It's a wrong idea. It's a breach of promise.
美国之音采访报道。
19号是许多美国人庆祝的节日。在1865年的这一天，美国的黑人奴隶们被告知他们获得了自由。
六月节也被称为自由日，标志着美国最后的奴隶被告知他们获得自由的日子。在此之前的两年前，内战期间签署了解放宣言，结束了在美国246年的奴隶制。
On June 19th, 1865, General Gordon Granger, who was a Union Army general, who was responsible for the district, the Emancipation District, including Texas, landed in Galveston, Texas, Galveston Bay, and read a proclamation declaring that from that moment, enslaved Africans, were free.
六月节是47个州和哥伦比亚特区的节日。在过去的几年里，这个节日被看作是一个反思奴隶制的遗产和非裔美国人的历史的日子。这个假日里的传统节日伴随着音乐和游行。
It's a coming together on this day, and the elders in the family pass on stories to the young, and they pass on our family histories, history of our, of African Americans, just sort of the legacy of the African American experience through family story.
但今年针对警察暴行，特别是警察针对非裔美国人的暴行的抗议活动，使种族关系成为全国讨论的焦点。预计6月19日，全国将发生罢工和持续的抗议活动，其中许多人呼吁采取行动，包括削减警察部门的资金。
I think everyone's trying to organize in some capacity. I think the tension right now is trying to balance it between being a celebration, right, and a demonstration, right? Like how to give space for Black joy as well as a form of resistance.
六月节提醒他们，在争取种族正义的斗争中，还需要做多少工作。
When I look at the history, right, of the fact that it's 2.5 years later,Right after the Emancipation Proclamation was passed, that to me is a testament to how justice and freedom even work in this country, right? Like it took 2.5 years for the last person to find out that they were only technically freed, right? Because they weren't substantively or in practice.
随着有关种族不平等和警察虐待行为的全国性和各地的讨论继续，包括谷歌、塔吉特、耐克、推特和 Square 在内的一些美国公司宣布六月节为公司假日。
Millions of people taken from one continent to another and forced to build basically the modern world system. You can't repair that completely, but what you can do is not only acknowledge it, but try to create a society where the descendants of those people are restored.
活动人士计划利用这个节日继续推动建立这样一个社会。美国之音萨拉伊华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。今天是6月19号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三在夏威夷会见了中共主管外事的政治局委员杨洁篪，两人就美中关系交换了意见。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥在美国的时间6月17号星期三，在夏威夷的首府檀香山会见了中共中央外事委员会的秘书长杨洁篪。那双方呢就美中关系进行了交谈与讨论。那么这次的会谈呢，要求是中方提出的。那么稍后在晚上的时候呢，美国国务院就发出了声明。声明当中，美国国务院发言人摩根·奥特加斯要说呢，国务卿迈克尔·蓬佩奥今天与中国共产党政治局委员 杨洁篪与夏威夷檀香山会面，就美中关系交换的看法。国务卿强调了美国的重要利益以及两国之间的来往要完全对等的需要，包括在商业、安全和外交互动当中。他也强调抗击当前的 COVID-19 大游行以及预防未来疫情爆发需要全面的透明度还有信息分享。那对此呢，中国外交部发言人赵立坚之后也说，杨洁篪在对话当中阐明了中方对发展中美关系的基本态度，以及在台湾、涉港、涉疆等重要敏感议题上的立场，并且说合作是中美双方唯一正确的选择。那么呢，这是美中双方的高级官员多个月来首一次面对面的会谈。那么双方之后的声明都提到了双方谈了什么样子的议题，但是并没有提到是否有达成共识或者是协议。我们也知道呢，之前美国宣布北京要实施港版的国安法，导致了香港失去自治地位。特朗普总统还说，一国一制已经取代了一国两制。那么此外，在过去的一段时间之内呢，特朗普总统与蓬佩奥国务卿都针对中国处理新冠病毒有诸多的批评。特朗普总统在5月14号接受福克斯商业台专访的时候还曾经说过，他对中国很失望，现在不想与中国国家主席习近平进行交谈，并且还说可能完全切断美中关系。6月17号呢，白宫发言人麦克纳尼在白宫的新闻简报会上就被问到说，特朗普总统与中国国家主席习近平两人关系现在如何？对此呢，麦克纳尼做出了回答。我们来看一下他在白宫是怎么说的。
That he is really appalled at the fact that the coronavirus came out of China. They weren't allowing flights into China, but were allowing flights out. They slow walked information. The WHO seemed to partner with China and slow walking that information about asymptomatic spread. So that is an appalling state of events, and the president is very upset by that action of China, or inaction in some cases, I should say.
那么就在蓬佩奥国务卿与杨洁篪进行会面之前的几个小时呢，特朗普总统在白宫当中签署了之前国会跨党派通过的维吾尔人权法。那么这项法案呢，在国会当中参众两院获得跨党派支持，以压倒性的优势获得通过。法案当中谴责了中国共产党在新疆设立集中营，侵犯维吾尔还有其他少数民族穆斯林的人权。特朗普总统在签署这项法案之后发表声明，声明当中说，法案规定对中国相关官员实施制裁的条款可能限制了宪法赋予总统展开外交努力的做法。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫的报道。
美国总统特朗普星期三签署了一项旨在保护维吾尔以及其他少数族裔穆斯林人权的法案。我们来看美国之音记者许湘云的报道。
特朗普总统星期三签署了维吾尔人权政策法，这项法案呼吁就涉及新疆的问题加大对北京的施压力度，并且敦促美国政府制裁侵犯维吾尔等少数族裔人权的中国官员。
根据法案内容，总统需在法案生效后180天内向国会递交报告，列举侵犯人权的中共官员名单，并予以制裁。法案还要求美国国务卿在法案生效后180天内向国会递交有关新疆的人权侵犯状况报告。参议院外交关系委员会主席李施对维吾尔人权政策法的签署表示欢迎。他在声明中说，至少有100万维吾尔人和其他少数民族穆斯林被拘留，这是应当受到谴责和不可原谅的，必须追究中国共产党和政府的责任。世界维吾尔大会中国事务部主任伊利夏提对美国之音说，这项法案成为美国法律，让维吾尔人看到了希望。未来美国执政者将根据此法要求中国对自己的行为负责，这会改变维吾尔人的命运，并有助于让国际聚焦维吾尔人问题。
美国在国际政治上的这种领袖地位必然将是维吾尔人问题也成为国际政治议事日程上的一个重要的一部分，因为它已经成为了美国的法律，必然伴随着美国在国际上的地位也将成为这一部分的一部分。那这样呢，对改变维吾尔人，从长期的角度改变维吾尔人的命运，对中国施加压力，使他停止对维吾尔人的进行的这种种族灭绝，是一个非常有效的、有意义的一个法律，使我们维吾尔人看到了希望，对正义世界的这种抱持的希望呢，进一步得到巩固。
中国外交部发表声明，指责美国这项法案干涉中国内政，表达强烈愤慨。伊丽夏提表示，中国政府的急忙谴责显示法案对中国政府具有威慑作用。
那么今天呢，已经外交部中国的已经表示抗议啊等等，这说明中国呢还是害怕这个，所以呢对他的一些更加残暴的这些行为呢会有一种阻吓的作用，所以对维吾尔人来说总体上应该能够带来一些微妙的变化包括像最近有一些维吾尔人的亲人呢中国政府被迫让他们出现在视频上，出现在中央电视台的视频上，那么这些呢就是国际社会的压力，我相信这个法律呢会更加加大这种压力制裁的措施。
伊丽夏提说，这项法案最让他感到欣慰的是要求美国联邦调查局保护在美国的维吾尔人不受威胁，
因为维吾尔人在海外一直在受到中国的骚扰威胁，所以呢这个呢就可以使我们义无反顾地去投入到拯救自己在国内的亲人的这种活动当中。
伊丽夏提说，这项法案成为美国法律是众人努力的成果，除了美国政府、国会、多个非政府组织对维吾尔人的支持，许多维吾尔年轻人也站出来作证，唤起世界对维吾尔人处境的关注。海外维吾尔人未来会采取更多行动捍卫维吾尔人权益。
那么通过各种方式，包括在这种目前这种情况下呢用那种各种举办网络作证，网络讲述自己的故事，以及呢各种合作的形式，包括利用现在通过的这些法律起诉那些帮助中共提供这些监控的那些海外的美国的公司、欧洲的一些公司等等，使这个法律呢真正的成为有牙齿的能够对中共官员呢形成压力的这么一个工具。
伊丽夏提呼吁美国民众向所在选区的参众议员办公室写信、打电话，表达对维吾尔人权状况的关切，要求尽快通过《防止强迫维吾尔人劳动法》等法案的通过。记者许湘云发自华盛顿的报道。
其代表星期三发表联合声明，强烈敦促中国政府重新考虑在香港推行国安法的决定。声明说，美国、加拿大、法国、德国、意大利、日本、英国各国外长还有欧洲联盟高级代表严重关注中国决定对香港强行施加国家安全法一事，他们认为中国的决定不符合香港基本法及其根据在联合国登记的具有法律约束力的中英联合声明的原则做出的国际承诺。声明指出，北京当局拟议的国家安全法严重破坏一国两制的原则和香港的高度自治，将对促使香港多年繁荣和成功的体系造成危害。七国集团外长表示说，极为关注这项行动将使所有法治和现行独立司法体系保护的全体居民之基本权利和自由遭到破坏和威胁。他们表示，强烈敦促中国政府重新考虑这个决定。伦敦和北京正在就一项让香港居民能够更容易地移民到英国的计划展开激烈的争论。英国表示，这一计划是为了回应中国强行施行港版国安法。
2019年6月，数十万抗议者涌上香港街头，要求撤回一项允许将犯罪嫌疑人引渡到中国大陆的法案。这项法律最终被放弃，但支持民主的抗议活动仍在继续。一年后，新冠病毒大流行在很大程度上让街道安静了下来。今年5月，北京批准了一项国家安全法案。批评人士称，该法案将结束香港的政治自由。香港特首对拟议的国安法表示了欢迎。
有满足感。
The people of Hong Kong want to see stability again.
嘅情况啦。
英国表示，该法案明显违反了1997年香港回归时签署的英中联合声明。
We've made a historic commitment to the people of Hong Kong to protect their autonomy. And to protect their freedoms, and more importantly, so has China.
现在看来，英国可能会向香港人提供紧急出口。英国在回归前向香港居民签发了所谓的英国国民海外护照。政府表示，目前有约35万人持有这种护照，250万人有资格申请。英国政府提议，让这些护照持有者及其直系亲属更容易移居英国。在5年后进入获得公民身份的畅通的途径。
Implicit in the British plan is the possibility that Hong Kong could lose a very significant percentage of its talented people. From the perspective of Beijing, they want Hong Kongers to do well. They are not, however, prepared to pay any price to keep their talents in place in Hong Kong.Particularly if those talents also happens to be in quotation marks troublemakers for Beijing.
在该法案通过之前，英国大臣们已经提出紧急措施，允许英国国民海外护照持有者更容易进入英国。维权组织香港观察的约翰尼·帕特森说，这是香港回归以来最大的政策变化。
It's a really significant watershed, and it signals not only.An incredibly generous and meaningful immigration shift, but also a sea change in Sino-British relations potentially.
但曾瑞生教授认为英国的计划缺乏细节。
I think the ambiguity is very much by design. What the British government has offered Hong Kong essentially is to send a message both to people in Hong Kong that they are notforgotten, and a message to China that there will be responses from the UK. Hopefully, the Chinese government will back off.
但北京方面警告说，英国公民身份的提议本身将违反1997年的联合声明。直到最近，英国才同意这一说法。但中国试图对香港实施的新国安法改变了伦敦的考虑。美国之音记者李奇维尔，伦敦报道。
各界继续以各种形式反对北京强推港版国安法。曾经担任香港基本法的起草委员的民主党创党主席、资深大律师李柱铭表示说，北京绕过香港的立法机构强推港版国安法是违反基本法的行为。我们一起去了解一下。
中国全国人大常委会5月通过关于制定香港国家安全法的决定，相关法律的具体细节预计很快就会公布。北京表示，新法将被列入基本法附件3，由港府公布实施。李柱铭说，基本法是香港的小宪法，当中规定只有香港的立法机构能够制定、修改和废除法律。他说，虽然基本法第18条给中央立法留有余地，允许增减附件3，但只限于涉及国防和外交以及其他根据基本法不属于香港自治范围的全国性法律，而港版国安法不属于这个范畴。
The type of law that they are now trying to pass for us is national security law. Is that defense? Is that foreign affairs? Maybe defense. All right? As well as other matters outside the limits of autonomy of the region. But when it comes to assuming it is defense or foreign affairs, they will have to look at China's ownNational security law. I think there is one which applies to the whole country. That one, at least you can argue that one, because it is a national law, national security, it could be added. But they are not doing this. They say they are going to have a tailor-made piece of national security law for Hong Kong only. So that doesn't apply to Guangdong or Shanghai and so on. It doesn't fall within this description. It has to be national law. All right? But they know if they apply the whole Chinese, the whole national law, which is national security, it could be worse for Hong Kong. It could be more harsh. But at least they can argue it is within the third paragraph of Article 418. But this new one, they cannot. They don't have the power to legislate for us. Right? So that is why what they're doing is unconstitutional.
北京自2002年以来就要求港府就国家安全问题立法，也就是根据基本法第23条而订立有关国家安全的法律，但是相关立法在2003年的大规模抗议之后一直搁置。自从去年香港数百万人的反送中民主示威之后，北京似乎已无耐心，决定立法加诸于香港，以堵住他们所称的国家安全风险。基本法第23条规定，港府应自行立法禁止危害国家安全的行为，但是反对者认为23条立法将严重威胁香港的基本权利和自由。李柱铭表示，他不反对23条立法，但是港人的基本自由不能因此受损。
Our bottom line is we have a duty to enact these laws under Article 23, but it must not damageor violate any of our existing freedoms. Because all our existing freedoms are supposed to be kept intact by the basic law. Way of life should remain unchanged. And all existing laws should continue. Right? And so all the laws which protect freedom of the religion, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, all these laws which give us freedoms must not be whittled down, which must not be cut down.And if anybody commits treason, of course they should be tried. No country would allow treason to be committed without prosecuting the guy, all right? So it's fair, but you cannot. But then the important thing is, how would you define these offenses? Treason, sedition, subversion, and so on.Must be carefully defined.
曾是基本法起草委员的李柱铭说，从1988年4月基本法的第一次草案到最终惩罚，第23条的内容几经变化，而8964是一个分水岭。
Now, in the first draft, it was then Article 22, not 23, all right? And it read, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall prohibit by law...any act designed to undermine national security, national unity, or subvert the central people's government. Very short, but very imprecise. Because I asked them, what do you mean by undermine national unity? You have to be more specific. And they told me, well, we don't like Hong Kong to be independent and so on. All right?And we don't like treason. So I said, be specific. And then the next one is subvert the central people's government. So can we complain? Can we say the central government is wrong? What do you mean by subverting? It's like counter-revolutionary offense in those days. Anything could be. So I said, no, these are not good enough. But at that time, you don't find on its own. In other words, it simply says the Hong KongSAR shall prohibit by law these things. Then after some consultation, they took my suggestion in relation to a number of things. And the second one, second version, is called, this time it's 23 now, all right? And it says, also very short, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall enact laws on its own.To prohibit any act of treason, secession, sedition, or theft of state secrets. So you find on its own edit, no longer these vague notions. but very specific. Treason, secession. Secession means splitting the country up. Or maybe you want independence, that sort of thing, all right? Sedition. This is an old common law concept. Or theft of state secrets. This one would have been acceptable because I proposed it, all right? And then 4 months later, there was the Tiananmen Square massacre. And then their whole mind changed. They wanted to control Hong Kong tighter. So the final version became the present one. And it's much longer. The first part is still like the second draft. And it says, the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region shall enact laws on its own to prohibit any act of treason, secession, sedition, as before. But they added subversion against the Central People's Government, which I complain about. They put it back. It's too general. Or theft of state secrets. So far, apart from that, apart from subversion, is following the second version. And then they continue to prohibit foreign political organizations or bodies from conducting political activities in the region, and to prohibit political organizations or bodies of the region from establishing ties with foreign political organizations or bodies. These were added after the 4th of June, 1989.
李柱铭说, 23条的第二部分在1997年就已经立法, 之后的23条立法其实是对第一部分的立法。 而北京现在绕过香港立法机构制定港版国安法，是以国家安全的名义要求第23条规定以外的东西，这既违反基本法，又违背中国所做的一国两制、港人高度自治的承诺。他认为，面对如此局面，国际社会有道德义务为港人发声。
Because when the Joint Declaration was first announced, the Chinese government and the British government lobbied for international support, including the US government, asking them to openly endorse the Joint Declaration, which was only signed between two countries, China and the UK. All right? But they asked for international support, and they got international support, particularly the Americans, because they even enacted a law to treat Hong Kong separately and giving preferential treatment to Hong Kong. So I say, when things are going terribly wrong, the international community owes a moral obligation to speak up for us because they supported it. Deng Xiaoping's One Country, Two Systems at the time. So they have a right now to say to Chinese government, what are you doing? That's not the way you promised us. You asked us to support you on that promise. Why are you breaking it?
李柱铭说,他自己也将继续和平抗争,不会放弃。
I won't let them just walk away like that. They would like us to walk away and say, oh, I give up. What's the point? Hong Kong has no future. I leave Hong Kong. No. I won't let them do that. I'm staying here and hold them to their contract, to their international agreement. Why should Hong Kong people give up? They should give up this new idea. It's a wrong idea. It's a breach of promise.
美国之音采访报道。
十九号是许多美国人庆祝的节日。在1865年的这一天，美国的黑人奴隶们被告知他们获得了自由。
六月节也被称为自由日，标志着美国最后的奴隶被告知他们获得自由的日子。在此之前的两年前，内战期间签署了解放宣言，结束了在美国246年的奴隶制。
On June 19th, 1865, General Gordon Granger, who was a Union Army general who was responsible for the district, the Emancipation District, including Texas, landed in Galveston, Texas, Galveston Bay, and read a proclamation declaring that from that moment, enslaved Africans were free.
六月节是47个州和哥伦比亚特区的节日。在过去的几年里，这个节日被看作是一个反思奴隶制的遗产和非裔美国人的历史的日子。这个假日里的传统节日伴随着音乐和流行。
It's a coming together on this day, and the elders in the family pass on stories to the young, and they pass on our family histories, history of African Americans, just sort of the legacy of the African American experience through family story.
但今年针对警察暴行，特别是警察针对非裔美国人的暴行的抗议活动，使种族关系成为全国讨论的焦点。预计6月19日，全国将发生罢工和持续的抗议活动，其中许多人呼吁采取行动，包括削减警察部门的资金。
I think everyone's trying to organize in some capacity. I think the tension right now is trying to balance it between being a celebration, right, and a demonstration, right? Like how to give space for Black joy as well as a form of resistance.
六月节提醒他们，在争取种族正义的斗争中，还需要做多少工作。
When I look at the history, right, of the fact that it's 2.5 years later,Right after the Emancipation Proclamation was passed, that to me is a testament to how justice and freedom even work in this country, right? Like it took 2.5 years for the last person to find out that they were only technically freed, right? Because they weren't substantively or in practice.
随着有关种族不平等和警察虐待行为的全国性和各地的讨论继续，包括谷歌、塔吉特、耐克、推特和 Square 在内的一些美国公司宣布六月节为公司假日。
Millions of people taken from one continent to another and forced to build basically the modern world system. You can't repair that completely. But what you can do is not only acknowledge it, but try to create a society where the descendants of those people are restored.
活动人士计划利用这个节日继续推动建立这样一个社会。美国之音萨拉伊，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。